Welcome back to another episode of the Winning Family Podcast. Hey, it's great to have you today. Today, we're going to dive into the topic of intentional parenting. We're talking about growing in every season of your parenting journey. So no matter where you are on the parenting spectrum, I promise you, this is going to be very relevant and I think helpful and encouraging no matter where you are. Well, welcome, Michelle. We are here for another episode. Super excited.
Yes. I love talking about parenting.
Do this with you.
It's fun to talk through the different stages and seasons of intentional parenting. It's just, it's fun to think back and help people walk through it. It's so awesome.
Well, we have, we've been married for over 33 years. We have four adult children. So we've been through all of these stages, and we're in stage four, which we'll unpack that here in a few moments. But now we're kind of repeating the cycle because now we're getting to be grandparents by going back to stage one and just so enjoying this stage and season as grandparents, getting to see our kids raise their children. Yes. It's awesome. It's an amazing, amazing thing to get to really walk through and experience.
Yes, and we're loving mentoring parents as well. We've just launched the Family Shift University. We've taken a group through some groups through pilot programs, and we're going to be launching that in 2025, and we're so excited about it. You can find out all the details at thewinningfamily.com. And we just love talking to parents and helping them walk through different seasons of parenting because we've been through most of them so far.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I love what, you know, when you think about parenting is not about perfection.
Absolutely.
It's about being present and it's about being purposeful. And that's really at the heart of what intentional parenting is all about.
Yes.
And so, you know, I think, and again, if maybe you're a new parent, you're just starting the parenting journey. Maybe you have a situation where you've got a toddler at home and you got a teenager at home. And so maybe you're kind of like in multiple seasons right now.
Mm-hmm. Blended families.
Yep, blended families. Maybe you're a single parent and again, navigating through some of these challenges. And I just want to say this again, there are four specific stages that we're going to kind of break down here. And really just, I think if anything, provide a framework, a blueprint, if you will, that you can follow that just kind of helps keep the main thing throughout each of these phases and stages of the parenting journey. So let's unpack it for a moment because the first is what we refer to obviously as stage one, and that's just laying the foundation. That's birth through 5 years of age. I love what the late great Zig Ziglar once said, and this is true. I mean, this is a proven scientific fact, and that is that the first 4 years of a child's life is more important than the 4 years that they will even spend in college.
Yes.
And the reason for that is because of the foundation that it lays in their lives.
Yes.
I mean, this is the emotional, their identity, you know, their security. I mean, all of that is being set in place, you know, from that time of birth through 5 years of age. So that's a critical window, a critical stage in the parenting journey.
Yes. The Bible talks a lot about foundations and you got to build on a strong foundation. And I just believe it so, so much and love this stage so much. And it's beautiful to see our children walking through it and some of the parents that we're mentoring walking through this stage. And I love that they are just diving in and being so intentional with the beginning of their parenting. You can jump in at any stage and become more intentional as a parent. But if you can do it at this beginning stage, it's going to pay off huge dividends in your family's life and in your child's life.
What we build today is going to stand tomorrow.
Yes.
And so I think it's just so important that we realize that, again, one of the benefits of getting started early is that we get to help set the tone. We help kind of, once again, lay that foundation and ultimately set them up for success.
Yes.
Mentally, emotionally, you know, just psychologically, physically, spiritually, relationally, all of those important areas, they are forming and conforming to what we, you know, develop and nurture in our home.
That's right. And that's why it's so important as a parent that we're working on ourselves. Mm-hmm. That, you know, that we are working, we've talked about this many, many times on our podcast, but we are working to become all that God has called us to be. Yeah. Because they're imprinting on us, even as that young of an age. If there's a lot of anger in our heart, it's going to come across. If there's not patience and not peace in our home, it will come across to our child, and it is impacting them. Mm-hmm. Whether we realize it or not, we think, oh, they're just a baby. They don't understand or hear or know, but they do have a sense, and they are developing all of their senses and their emotions during those very early years. So even with the marriage in our home, you know, if it's not healthy and if we're not speaking life, and even with your newborn baby,
it can affect absolutely.
And bring, you know, fear and insecurity into their life early on if we're not building on a firm foundation. So it's really important that we get ourselves right too.
Absolutely.
And there's no perfect parent, there's no perfect spouse, no perfect person, but we're working on
it. Well, our kids are sponges, mm-hmm. and yeah. I don't care if they're 6 weeks old, 6 months old, 6 years old, at the end of the day, they are absorbing.
Yes.
And they're sensing, they're seeing, they're hearing all their senses, all of their senses that God, you know, the touch, the feel, the mm-hmm. smell, the sight, hearing, all mm-hmm. of those things are in motion.
Yes.
And so they are hearing, they're feeling, they're sensing. Mm-hmm. So they're picking up on our vibe. If we're angry, you know, if we're mm-hmm. in an argument, if we are losing patience, if we're irritable, you know, all of those things, all that does is it creates fear, insecurity, mm-hmm. you know, our children sense that. So
right.
Foundationally, this is so vitally important. So, you know, we're not going to go into a lot of details, but, you know, just practical things, you know, setting rhythms, mm-hmm. you know, just that consistency over time. And that's so, so important because it builds predictability, and you can mm-hmm. build on those rhythms.
It also helps the even single parents sometimes, even at that young of an age, encourage them. Or you have a spouse that travels, you know, I just want to encourage you. You can do it.
Yes. 'Cause
you were traveling a lot, even when our girls were young. And I remember how hard it was to keep a rhythm, but you can do it.
But it all helps build mm-hmm. a foundation for emotional security.
Yes.
And so that predictability is huge. And
yes.
Again, just speaking life,
yes.
speaking words of life, praying over our children,
yes.
reading scripture verses to
yes.
them, over them, praying
for
them.
So many great books that, you know, have scripture in them.
So absolutely.
Yes.
You know, curiosity, just
Psalms.
Sparking, mm-hmm. you know, curiosity, just through all of the mm-hmm. the things that we can do at that early foundational formidable stage.
Mm-hmm.
The second stage is what we call the framework. This is ages 6 through 12, and this is kind of like building the framework. In other words, we're helping them understand in this season what matters most.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is where we as parents start getting more directional from the standpoint of leading and guiding our children so
yes.
that they're starting to make choices and learn areas of responsibility
mm-hmm.
and helping them through that, through a task and through different things that we're doing to encourage that kind of responsibility. And in doing that, we're not only training them mm-hmm. and coaching them through that, but at the same time, we're beginning to show them from a disciplinary aspect, this is what is acceptable. This is not what is acceptable. This
right.
is right. This is wrong. These are all the kind of things that we're beginning to instill and implement. These are the principles that we're now beginning to put in place. There's a reason why you don't touch a hot stove, because you're going to get burned. You know, this is the reason why you don't, you know, do such and such because you're going to get hurt.
Right. And rewards and consequences are brought in to this stage, and, you know, charts with rewards. And I remember growing up that way, and it was such a benefit to me. And then teaching our kids the same rewards and consequences is so good.
And this is also where parents really start laying the framework for their spiritual roots as well. You know, Deuteronomy, this is the playbook of God's word, is found in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 5, 6, and 7. And those specific verses are commands. They're not like suggestions. These are commands that God gave to parents, not to teachers, not to coaches, not to a youth minister, not to somebody else. No, God gave these commands to parents, and we are to teach our children God's word. We're to teach them when we wake up in the morning, when we go to bed at night, when we're walking along the road. It needs to be a part of the environment, the atmosphere, the flow of our family, where we are all about building on a spiritual foundation, exposing them to church, getting them exposed to biblical teaching, biblical values and principles. All this is helping just grow the roots of the faith deep into their hearts.
Yeah, I'm so thankful that my parents taught me the Word of God and taught me scriptures to memorize, and they're scriptures that I hold in my heart even today. With our children, we did a lot of reading them different Bible books and stories, and along the way we would talk in the car. You know, when the kids were younger, they went to a school that was about 30 minutes away, and we would use that drive time to talk with them and to speak life into them, or to share with them different spiritual principles, and then be open and available, not talking on our phone, but available to them to talk back and forth with them. And we use that along the way. We really took that to heart with our kiddos, and teaching them by example that, you know, hopefully they would find mom and dad when they woke up in the morning. They would find mom and dad in the Word of God. And that's been my goal throughout my life, that I would, you know, teach them by example, because there's no greater form of teaching.
Absolutely. So you have stage one, which is birth through 5 years of age. Stage two is ages 6 through 12. And then stage three is what we refer to as shaping their compass. And this is really those ages of 13 to 18. And here's the thing that's so vitally important. And I just encourage you, for those who have teenagers at home, because, you know, it's kind of interesting. Most parents, it's like they dread the teenage years. There's some similarities between the twos and threes. You know, a lot of times people refer to them as terrible twos. Well, they're actually terrific twos. You know, they're terrific threes. But sometimes we can see it as the terrible phase of defiance and, you know, rebellion. And sometimes we see a lot of those same characteristics manifest in those teen years. Well, what parents also have to realize is that, you know, our kids are continuously developing physically. So obviously they're growing. Now the teenage years, it's like it accelerates. I mean, it's crazy how quickly they grow, but they're developing not just physically, but mentally, emotionally, relationally, spiritually. I mean, all aspects of their world is changing. And so even their brains are not fully developed when it comes to, especially like the frontal cortex of the brain. That's not even fully developed till they say somewhere around the age of 25. So when you think about just the development aspect of those years, those teen years, here's what these teenagers need more than anything from parents. It's not perfection. It is direction. They need clarity. They need coaching. They need development. And it's not in a stifled way. It's driven through relationship, because rules without a relationship will only lead to rebellion. But when we can balance a relationship along with rules or boundaries or expectations, what that does is it ultimately builds respect. So kids want to know where the guidelines and guardrails are, and this is where we get to step in and help show them and help coach them and help ultimately set them up for success so they can live independently. They're making now wise choices because they're learning to make those choices independently, and we're building trust. So therefore, as they're making better choices, we're giving them more rope of freedom because they're earning, that trust. They're earning that freedom through their wise choices and their consistent behavior. They're honoring us as parents. They're respecting the guidelines and ground rules that we've put in place in our homes. So all of those things are huge during those teenage years.
Yeah, it's not always a smooth path for sure.
No, absolutely yeah, not.
And every day is a new day with great opportunity, but can also come with a lot of challenges during those years.
And I would encourage any parent who's listening, watching, go back and check out the episode where we talked about personality and we talked about passions, because this also really goes into this phase and stage of that season of, 13 to 18 years of age, because they're trying to figure a lot of this out as it's all being manifested as well as developed in their life. And now this is all pointing towards their next steps, their adult years, especially as they transition into college, because we want to help set them up for success. And I think, again, exposing them to opportunities to help broaden, develop their vision, helping them find and ultimately discover and build on their strengths, align a lot of things with their areas of passion. Because during these years, this is a make or a break season for them, and we mm-hmm. want to help set them up for success. Mm-hmm. So I believe every teenager at the end of the day, they're looking for three things. They're looking for identity, they're looking for purpose, and they're ultimately looking for a sense of belonging. So kids want to know, who am I? They want to know, can I make a difference in this world? That's mm-hmm. their sense of purpose. And they want to know, where do I fit in? That's mm-hmm. their sense of belonging. And so they're experimenting with a lot of things during those teen years.
Right.
And I wrote that book called Why Your Kids Do What They Do.
Yes.
Understanding the driving forces behind your teen's behavior. And we even talk about the five specific emotional needs in the lives of our preteens and teenagers in that book. Mm-hmm. But again, these are all areas of development as we as parents are coaching our kids and guiding our kids through this stage. This was one of my favorite stages. A lot of parents, they're like dread the stages, but I love those teen years.
Yeah, and I loved that you loved it. It was an awesome time in our home because you led very well in that area. And if you have interest in that book, you can find it at thewinningfamily.com. So if you have any interest. But also during that time, again, we're still teaching by example. We never stop.
No.
I hate to tell you, we never stop. So we have to hold ourselves accountable to live it out. But especially in those teenage years, they're looking for inconsistency. So we've got to work as hard as we possibly can to be consistent to who we say that we are.
Yeah. Well, the fourth stage mm-hmm. is what we call the release with confidence stage. That's 18 years of age and older, mm-hmm. As they develop and really grow into those adult years. And I love the fact that parenting never, ever ends. It just simply evolves. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like what we talked about a few moments ago. Now we're kind of going back and starting the cycle all over again as grandparents,
right.
is now we have the opportunity to watch and develop, or watch and witness our grandchildren develop into who God, has made them to be. And right. so, again, these are opportunities where, we're not going to smother our children and try to tell them how mm-hmm. to raise their kids. And this is an opportunity for us now at this stage and season of our lives to be on the sideline and to be their greatest cheerleaders, mm-hmm. to encourage them, to support them, to help them. That's our place, not to do it for them or to step in mm-hmm. and to give advice where it's not, asked for, but it's just opportunities where mm-hmm. it's a place for us as our kids are, now becoming adults and independent and pursuing their own futures and careers and marriages and all those things. Mm-hmm. Our goal is to ultimately set them up as we raise them, but ultimately release them into the world to go make a difference.
Right.
And there's no greater joy or fulfillment. That's why I love that verse in third John 1. Mm-hmm. And it just talks about no greater joy than to see and to know that your children are walking in the truth.
Yes.
And so there's no greater fulfillment than seeing your children reach their potential, become who God made them to be, and, you know, watch them flourish as they make a difference in their place of influence.
That's right. And every child is different. Every child develops differently and matures differently. So, when we say 18 and beyond, it may not be 18 years old, that's the day that we release you. It's every child is different. When we have to, as their parents, continue to grow in wisdom and study and know our kids and help them. As you said, we're always there to coach and guide them, but maybe they do need that gap year that we talked about, or some children stay closer to home during those college years or those beginning years, and some go off and do great. So every child is different, but
absolutely,
the parenting is still the same, that we're encouraging them and helping them to eventually leave the nest.
Yeah, I think that's the goal. There's no time frame. Mm-hmm. You know, by a certain age, you're supposed to be here, you're supposed to be doing that.
Right.
But, you know, our goal is to raise them and release them so that they can flourish.
Yes.
And fulfill their God-given purpose and their divine design of who God made them to be.
Yes.
And so all we can do as parents is to pray for wisdom, mm-hmm, and to be intentional in how we go about, again, in every phase and stage throughout the parenting journey, we are just being intentional about each phase so that we're making the most of each phase and stage so that, once again, we're setting them up for success.
Yes, and we talk about the growth gold tree in our Family Shift book, and we work through that in our Family Shift University as well. And that's the different areas of life, aspects of life, spiritual, financial, relational, all those different areas that are so important in their life. And over every stage of parenting, we're coaching and teaching them in those areas, and then especially in this last stage of parenting, making sure and helping them that they're continuing on into those areas of growth and goals in their life and flourishing.
Well, we trust this has been helpful and encouraging, and maybe just kind of putting a framework around just that whole journey of parenting and raising our children, as you see it kind of broken down in these four specific stages, and kind of like what the goals and I guess if you want to call it milestones that we're trying to achieve in those four stages.
Yes.
And so please share this with some friends. We'd love to hear from you. Hey, DM us at The Winning Family on our social media. We would love to hear questions you have, if there are any specific topics you'd like for us to to address in the future. We'd love to do that. And then also check out thewinningfamily.com and learn more about Family Shift University. This is a mentoring opportunity that we are so excited about, and churches all over the country are going to be leveraging and using this resource to help disciple parents just like you, who want to grow and develop and ultimately raise strong, spiritually resilient kids. And to grow and to flourish even in your own marriage relationships. And so we want to help you win as a family. And that's the reason why we're here at the Winning Family Podcast. And so until next time, hey, rate, review it, share it with friends, and we look forward to seeing you at the next episode.